Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. Check out the blog, please go to www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. Once again, that's www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot. That's blogspot.com. To check out the radio show, if you're on the blog site, there's a badge link in which you can either listen to the radio show right there on the blog, or you can go to the radio page. Or, of course, to go direct, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, which is a show here on BTR hosted by my good friend Cassandra Calloway. Definitely check out her shows, other shows that are part of her network, and my show every second and third Sunday. In fact, this coming Sunday, I'll be on her network, so definitely check that out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. To contact me, two ways in which to do so. One, by email at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. Once again, thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. And you can call me on Skype. Skype name is Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Once again, Skype name is Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Have Facebook and Twitter pages for you to check out. You can go to that by going to facebook.com/richsister. And Twitter.com/RichSister. Once again, Facebook.com/RichSister and Twitter.com/RichSister. And you can check out my live stream channel. You can go to that by going to www.livestream.com/ThoughtsDivision. Once again, that's www.livestream, that's livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. I see guest 5018 into the chat room. Welcome. Thank you for joining me in the chat room. And I just want to say, if you ever want to be a guest on ThoughtsForvision, please contact me, once again, by email, thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com, and by Skype, Skype name, Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H, or you can contact me also at Facebook, out of the social networks, that's the one I'm on the most, so you can contact me on Facebook as well. So if you ever want to be a guest on ThoughtsForvision, because please know that's what my show is all about, not just being about me, but supporting everybody else's vision out there as well. So if you ever want to be a guest, please contact me by email, thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com, by Skype, Skype name is Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H, or also by Facebook as well, facebook.com/RichSister. I see Callie on the phone. Callie, thank you for joining me today. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in today. Today's topic, faith beyond understanding. That's a question to ask yourself today. Do you have that faith that goes beyond understanding? Do you want to have that faith? It's so easy. It kind of ties into what I was saying yesterday. I was focusing on not believing in magic, but what can you believe in, though? That's the big question. If not magic, what can you believe in? Well, we can believe and have faith in God. Do we trust Him? Do we trust God? Do we have that belief? Do we have that trust to God that He will see us through any and every situation? Do we trust Him enough? Once again, here we are, start of a new year. Start of a new year. Do you have that faith to believe God and what He says and what He's going to do in your life? You can look in the Bible and see so many examples of people in the Bible that had that faith and trust. You know, you think about the woman with the issue of blood. She trusted and believed in God for her healing. She had been to the doctor. She spent all her money. But she found out that Jesus was coming to her town. And she had the faith to go to Him. She didn't tell Him, you know, lay your hands on me. She didn't make herself all that widely known. All she did was make her way through the crowd and grabbed the hem of His garment and trusted that she would be made whole. She had that faith that she would be made whole. And she was. But Jesus felt that power leave His body. He felt that power leave His body. As she grabbed hold to His garment and she was healed, He felt that power leave. And He looked in the crowd and said, "Who touched me?" And that's what He was referring to. He felt that power go from out of His body. Because there was plenty of people around Him. He was surrounded by a crowd. There was plenty of people touching Him. But it was that touch of power that left His body. Why He asked, "Who touched me?" And He did that because He wanted that woman to share her testimony. And she came to Him and explained everything that happened, explained how she spent all her money, went to different doctors, and she couldn't be healed. And she explained all that, and he told her, "Your faith has healed you." See, it was her faith that healed her. She had that faith that went beyond understanding. I mean, she could have given up. She could have spent all her money after spending all her money after going to doctor after doctor after doctor. She could have easily given up. But she trusted and knew that she would one day be healed. When she found Jesus was coming into her town, she went and sought Him out. He didn't come to her house. He didn't come looking for her. She sought Him out. And all she did was grab the hem of his garment. And trusted in her and had faith in her healing, and she was healed. Do we really have that kind of faith? Sometimes as we go through life, our ups and downs, I mean, it can be pretty discouraging. I mean, trust me, I'm including Jacqueline Price in that. It can get discouraging, but that's why we need to trust God and have that faith beyond understanding. That faith. We think about Hebrews 12:1. Let's see. Find that real quick. Hebrews 12:1. Oh, 11:1. Sorry, wrong chapter. Let me back it up. There we go. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Once again, I'm going to read that. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we got to keep that hope, we got to keep that faith that God is going to do what he said he will do. See, think about that, the substance of things not seen. Even though we don't see it, we see no kind of evidence that it's going to go our way. We don't see no way out of our situation, but we can keep up that hope and that faith and that belief that things will come to pass. We got to believe it. See, that's one thing about God. He can't take you past where your faith level is. If you have no faith that he's going to do what he says, I mean, it's our faith that causes him to act on our behalf. It's that faith that we got to trust him. If you have any comments about what I'm saying, you'd like to make a comment, please feel free to call. Call-in number is area code 347-202-0909 is the call-in number if you'd like to call in. Once again, call-in number area code 347-202-0909, or feel free to come into the chat room and make your comments. My guest that's in there, I welcome you to make any comments that you like, or anybody else come into the chat room. So, we have got to have that mustard seed faith. In fact, I'm gonna look up that verse. And if you've never seen a mustard seed, it's really small. I mean, I don't know if any of you have ever seen a mustard seed. They are very small seeds. I'm going to read this. Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Nothing shall be impossible. I mean, mustard seed is this tiny, tiny seed. I mean, we got to have the faith of a mustard seed. If we have no more than faith of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible. Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I mean, without faith, without faith, it is impossible. Impossible to please God. Here we go. I found the, here we go. I found that verse. Hebrews 11 and 6. This is Hebrews 11 and 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. That's Hebrews 11 and 6. That was the New Living Translation that I read to you. He rewards those who sincerely seek him. Sincerely. Sincerely seek him. Not with wrong motives. Not with selfish ambition. But who sincerely, sincerely seek him. Sincerely. Do you trust and believe and have that faith? God told Noah to build the ark because the rains was coming. Now Noah could have easily fluffed off that what God told him because he never seen rain before in his entire life. There had been no rain then. He could have easily just fluffed it off and been like, God, what are you talking about? But as that step of faith, what did he do? He started building the ark. People around him thought he was crazy. But that's the faith that Noah had to believe God's word. And sure enough, those floods eventually came. And only he and his family survived the flood. Like I said, Noah hadn't seen a drop of rain in his entire life. But because God instructed him to build the ark, how to build the ark, and he did what God told him to do. Him and his whole family were saved. I want to welcome guest 5192 into the chat room. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. Once again, you have any comments that you would like to make about this topic, please feel free to call in. Number again is area code 347-202-0909. If you'd like to call and make a comment, please feel free to do so. Okay? Once again, call-in number, area code 347-202-0909. Or you can come into the chat room and make your comments. So do you have mustard seed faith? Do you have the faith to just be able to believe the Lord in what he's saying to you? And more than just believe, are you willing to act on that faith? Because it's going to take action as well. It's not enough to believe, but you got to take action. We should all want to be better and do better. We should be constantly wanting to improve ourselves, working as hard as we can to become better people and have better understanding. Do you have that faith? I mean, I just gave you two of many people in the Bible who had that faith to trust God at his word and to obey his word. And that's what it's going to take, to not only have that faith, to have that belief in his word, but you got to be willing to act on his word as well. And like I said again, I am talking to Jacqueline Price, not just you all out there. I'm constantly trying to renew my mind each and every day, and no better way to do that is through scripture and through prayer. I see Zurian in the chat room. Welcome, Zurian. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you so very much. I welcome you all to tune in to his show. He has a great show here at Block Talk Radio called The Zurian Show. I welcome you to check it out. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Zurian. That's spelled Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E. Okay, so definitely check out his show, okay? Thank you for tuning in, coming into the chat room. So that's the bottom line. Do you have that faith to believe in the impossible? Now I'm going to read what you typed, Zurian. You say, teaching is the crystallization of knowledge. And that's what God does through his word and through prayer through us, is to teach us. He is teaching us how to live this life. As we go through our hills and valleys, through our ups and downs, do you trust him? That's just what it simply boils down to. Because if we trust him, we have no problem obeying what he says. If we know and understand that what he's telling us to do is in our best interest, then we'll have no problem obeying what he tells us to do. We have to trust and believe that God has our best interest in heart. I mean, look back at the times before your faith level has gotten to the point where maybe it is now. I mean, and we work on it little bit by little bit as we begin to know and trust God more and more. But we can look back at why we may have not obeyed Him in the past, and that's just simply because of us. We didn't trust Him. It's because of us. Probably didn't know His word, didn't pray. See, what you become to know and become to love, you can trust and obey. And the best way to get to know and to get close to God is through Scripture and through prayer. Faith beyond understanding. Can you say that you have that? That is my time for today. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I don't take for lightly doing the show. I just thank and appreciate all of you, those of you who are tuning in by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means necessary. I thank you for listening to the Thoughts for Vision radio show. I appreciate you checking out the blog. Please continue to listen. I want to thank again Callie on the phone. I see you. Thank you so much. Guest 5018, guest 5250, and Zurian. Thank you again. Just thank you all so very, very much. And continue to have that faith as a mustard seed. If you trust God, believe God, and obey God, He will do what He says He will do. Okay? That's time today. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a great evening. And I will see you on radio tomorrow. Letting you know, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but I should be back. If not, I'll keep you posted on Facebook, okay? So take care, God bless, and you have a wonderful evening. Take care.